Hello, everybody. Kaylee here, and I am really happy that you are here to listen to me perform the next episode of Padded for you. However, I would just like to offer a little bit of a prefix before we dive into this. This episode includes a little bit more description of feces than usual, and so I would just like to warn everybody now that it might sound a little gross to a couple people. Other than that, I would like to thank you very, very much for listening in. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. Here we go. Yes, baby, what is it? Your nappy's full. Already? Is there anything else wrong? Honey, why do you look like you're in pain? What? No, but you just... Oh. Baby, this is not good.
Yeah, I can smell it. I think I heard it too. It must have been something you ate. You think you got diarrhea?
I mean, it could have been something you ate, but... No, it couldn't be that cake. I would have been sick, too. Alright, come on. I'm gonna go get a towel, and we're gonna see what's going on, okay? Yeah, that's it, baby. Lie down. Just take it easy. Let's see what this has.
Yep. Yeah. You've got diarrhea, baby.
Ugh, I'm so sorry. But how are you feeling now? Yes, I'd be worried too. But don't you worry. Luckily for you, I know just what to do. Though I think if you were to keep wearing diapers all night, we'd be going through a crap ton of them. That's not good. Well, no pun intended. But really, baby, I think you're gonna have to use the toilet tonight. Hey, baby boys can use the toilet sometimes, you know? Well, this is the exact occasion for it. Yes, you're sick, and little boy... You have to go no matter what. And when little boys have to go, they have to go. And, I'm sorry, baby, but I'm not gonna want to change you every, 10 minutes. Well, here, how about I wipe you up a little bit, and then I get you a pair of one of your boxers. How about that? That might make you a little bit more comfortable, you know? Well, to be honest, getting out of your onesie might make it a little bit more comfortable and a bit easier to save yourself from laundry, you know? Let's see. Here we go. Actually, I haven't seen you wear this one in a while. Well, no, actually. After we started experimenting with this, I don't think I'd seen you in underwear at all. Except in the mornings before work. Well, I don't miss it that much. No, you don't have to worry about it, honey. Here we are. And now remember, you're using the toilet tonight. I know that instinct might kick in, and no, you just can't do that. No, I don't think you have forgotten how to use the toilet just yet. You're going to be all right, baby boy. And after all this, I'm gonna cook you some toast. Or maybe a minute rice. I think I do have minute rice. Honey, what's wrong? Your stomach? Okay, yeah, that's a sign. You better go now. Yeah, go on. Yeah, go ahead. It's all right. Ouch. I think he's done. I think the wave's gone. You all right, honey? Well, I know, stupid question, but, do you need anything? Toilet paper, Yes, I can do that. I can do that. Hold on. Can I come in? All right. Oh, poor baby. Here you go. Is there anything I can do for you? I could cuddle you if it will make you feel better. But yeah, you go lie down. Okay. And I'm gonna go get you a glass of water. You're gonna need it. This happened to me once before, actually. It was really, really bad. It was like my first day in high school, and it dragged on through the night. I actually missed my audition for drama club, which that kind of sucked. Oh no, I got the role. I got the role. I definitely wasn't expecting it, though. Just lucky, I guess. Well, I hope it doesn't go on through the night, but if it does, you're not going to work tomorrow, honey. Yes. Baby, you have to stay home if you're feeling sick like this. I know you have work to do, but work can wait. When you're sick, you can't go to work like this. You'll be miserable all day. You have to give your body time to rest and recharge and figure itself out. I mean, just look at yourself. It hurts to see you in pain like this. I just can't stand to see you like this. Tired and under the weather and you know, when you feel this crappy, you gotta take the day off. Baby, listen to me. Health is way more important than salary. I know, but that's why I work too. I care, honey. I truly care. In sickness and in health, I care about you. I do. And I intend to say that again when it's time to say our vows. And I love you, darling. Never forget that. Just, remember to use air freshener the next time another wave comes. Please?